Our sermon text for tonight, for this celebration of All Saints Day, comes from the Epistle of 1 John. We'll read chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 in Jesus' holy name. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him like he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and all places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, both now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Well, today we celebrate All Saints Day, which is actually one of my very favorite days in the church year. But when we celebrate All Saints Day, it always leads us to ask a very important question. What does it mean to be a saint? I don't know about you guys, but when I think about being a saint, I generally think about those people who have been canonized as saints by the Roman Catholic Church. People like Saint Anne, who we talked about in youth group or in confirmation tonight, the saint that Luther called out to in the middle of a storm before he became a monk. Or like Mother Teresa. I don't know if you're aware of this, but she was recently canonized by the Catholic Church in 2016. Or maybe your mind, like mine, goes to other people, like the apostles, to Peter, James, John, and Paul. Or maybe there are some other saints you think of when you hear the word. In order to get officially canonized by the Catholic Church, there are quite a few steps that need to happen. And they usually don't even begin until 5 years after your death. At that point, the pastor of the deceased can go to the bishop and get them called a servant of God. From that point on, it goes on to the Vatican, and the Vatican takes time to review the life of a person, and they have to decide whether or not they lived a life of heroic virtue. If they have, they become venerable. And if the Vatican is then able to establish a miracle that they performed, they get elevated once again to the level of blessed or beatified. And after that, if one more miracle can be verified and evidence for a virtuous and holy life is abundantly clear, then they can finally be canonized as a saint by the Pope. But that idea of a kind of super Catholic or super Christian who's lived a victorious and heroic life, the person that's performed miracles and is generally better and more holy than everyone else around them, is not at all what we have in mind when we think about saints on All Saints Day. When we talk about saints today, we're not talking about the Roman Catholic definition of a saint, but instead the biblical definition of a saint. The word saint in Holy Scripture, it comes from the Greek word hagios, and it means to be consecrated, to be dedicated, and to be set apart for a purpose. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:2, the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who are in every place that call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Paul said, to the church of God, to everyone who calls upon the name of Jesus Christ and trusts in him, they are called to be saints. To be a saint in the biblical sense is nothing more than to be a Christian. To be a person who knows that you're a sinner, who knows that you can't accomplish your salvation yourself, and so you freely confess your sins to God and trust in the finished work of Christ for you. So it might sound really strange to our ears, but every single one of us in this room who trusts in Christ is truly a saint. That means we have Saint Ben sitting right over there, Saint Hans in the back row, Saint Paul, We have St. Cheryl as well, and St. Wendy, St. Yvonne, St. Stan. I could continue. There aren't that many of us. I could name you all. But in Christ, you are truly a saint. And it might sound really odd to your ears, but God has declared it, and so it is true. And it's important for us to remember that. It's important for us to know that God has made us to be his holy saints. Because if we look at our lives, we're never going to see that. We're never going to look at our good deeds or look at our struggles against sin and then say, look how awesome I am. I'm the best person in this room. Everybody should look up to me and call me a saint. If you do feel that way, you should spend some more time in Matthew 5 and see what God's law has to say about you after the fall. But the truth remains, God has declared us to be saints. He has made us to be his saints, not because of who we are, not because of what we have done, not even because of the sin we've avoided, but instead only because of the finished work of Christ. Because God has done it and he has declared it, it is true, even if we don't feel like saints, and it remains true, even if we look at our lives and all we see is sin. In Christ and because of Christ, God declares you to be his holy saint. Like our sermon text says, see what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. Because of the great love of God and redemption won by Jesus Christ, we are made to be the children of God. And we can read that, be the children of God, as a synonym with being a saint. It just gives us a slightly different picture of the same reality. But today on All Saints Day, we don't just celebrate the fact that by grace and through faith, God makes us to be saints. We also celebrate and remember today all of those that came before us in the faith. We praise God and give thanks for them. Because without those that came before us in the faith, we would not have the gospel today. Faithful saints have passed the gospel down one generation to the next, from the apostles all the way to today, and we will pass it to our children and grandchildren. And so today on All Saints Day, we praise God for his faithfulness to those he made to be saints before us. And we praise God for their faithfulness in passing the gospel message on to us. But that's not where our remembrance stops. We also remember God's faithfulness to his saints. God called them to be his. And when that day finally came and death met them, he turned their deaths into a doorway onto eternal life. You see, all of those that God called to be his children, all of those that he called to be his saints, each and every one of them were welcomed into their eternal rest, to be in his presence forevermore when their last day came. For them, their earthly toil has come to an end, their struggle with sin, their suffering with the brokenness of sin's effects, it's over for them. And they rest in paradise with their God and King. But we don't just celebrate that today either. As John continues to say in 1 John 3, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be is not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is, and everyone who thus hopes in him is purified as he is pure. You see, God has made us to be his children, his saints, by grace and through faith. And he has promised that one day he will call us to our eternal rest as well. Either on that day when death comes to meet us and we step through that doorway made by Christ unto eternal life, or when Christ returns, coming in the clouds, and we are caught up together with him. God has promised that for all those who are in Christ, we will be with him in the new heavens and the new earth for eternity. So blessed be the memory of all those true saints that came before us. Praise God for their faithfulness to pass the faith onto us, that we might believe and be redeemed and named among the saints as well. And all praise be to the God and Father who is faithful to them and called them home when death met them to be with him forever. He has promised that just as he was faithful to them, he will be faithful to us. So rest and trust in that finished work of Jesus Christ, knowing it is enough even for you. And long for that day when your struggle and toil ends also, and God calls you to your eternal rest with him. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for today, this All Saints Day, where we join together with the church of all time and give you praise for the finished work of Christ for us. God, as we continue to celebrate today and enjoy a time of fellowship, I ask that you would give us a blessed time where we enjoy each other and remember those that came before us and your faithfulness to them. We pray these things in your holy name. Amen.